ज्ञानिका पवित्रकरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रिय नाम्ने गौरवस्मिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव सुत्रेति तन्मयतया करो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिगामि राधे तन्मय माम्। Now you should be ready to come with me to fly India. No? And then at once come with me in Vrindavan. From Vrindavan we are going now to Gokul. Where Gokul? In the palace of Nanda Baba and Yashoda. And you can see with me there. Krishna is taking breath from his mother and Yashoda Devi giving her breast milk to his Lala Kanhaiya. There is a competition. If she is too much hungry and Yashoda Maiya has so much milk, more than Virja or Khirsagar or anything. So there is not chance, any chance, that this portion of milk will dry. And there is no chance that Krishna stomach will be fulfilled. Never. But in the meantime, there was a milk pot on fire, and the milk was overflowing. Yashoda, very good, very good. Mother Yashoda saw that milk is overflowing, and it was falling on fire. Yashoda became very merciful. She thought that that milk on this pot is thinking, because they are all transcendental. Oh, he is thinking that I am not going to be accepted by Krishna. I am so unqualified. And Krishna is engaged in taking the milk, best milk of my mother Yashoda. And I will always be neglected. So if I am not doing serving Krishna, so what is the use of keeping my life? So all devotees should think, and really the devotees, they think that if I am not serving my Gurudev, why I am going to serve my Gurudev? Only to have to serve Krishna, conjugal, or Mahaprabhu, or Nityananda. But this person, this is not served, we cannot hope less than no use of Krishna. We should try to serve Radha Krishna conjugal. But if we cannot do, then no use of life. That is why Narottam Thakur is telling ki
Kenava
Achaye Pran
ki
why my pran is here, my life is here, why not coming out? I don't want to keep my life for a moment because I am not serving Krishna and I am not being qualified. So that milk was thinking that I should die burning in fire. So it was coming. Yashoda Maiya, like a guru, she thought that I should go and at once I should save his life. So to give a chance for that milk or any devotee, guru sometimes leaving the service of Krishna himself and comes down and they help devotee that I am giving chance you to serve Krishna, you should serve Krishna first and then I will serve. So Gurudev is so merciful. Yashoda Maiya. So and at once she wanted that I should running away go there and save that devotee. But Krishna was taking milk. When he saw that Yashoda Maiya wants to keep me from her lap to down on earth, oh, she became like monkey boy. And he catch hold very tightly here, there, with legs, with mouth very tightly, and with hands so tightly, with legs.
Oh yes,
like monkey, you know, have you seen Indian monkey? Very expert. So Krishna, he was not satisfied, so he wanted to take more milk. But now he has tightened her mother. But mother was so in hurry, so with one hand, very easily, you should sit here. And Krishna was controlled and he was, he said, but he was so angry. You know that Putna was so
powerful,
having the power of
50,000
elephants, not horses, 3 horsepower, 4 horsepower, not like that.
60,000
elephant power. An elephant has perhaps how much? With so many horses he can do like this and like that. So much power. And Krishna easily was shocking her breast. No use power. But she could not get rid of Krishna. And yet Yashoda, Krishna engages his all power, 6 kinds of opulence there, so much power. Being supreme personality of Godhead, supreme personality of all powers. But she cannot do it. Easily Yashoda kept him. Oh, sit down here. And she ran. And Krishna was thinking there, oh, Yashoda has so much prem for, love for, no, milk, not to me. And he wanted to cry and weep, but now he has some anger. And so first he wanted to do something and then weep. So he wanted to
turn over
that pot with all curd and everything. He wanted, but he was so weak that he could not do anything. Then he searched any other way. There was a stone there. Indian ladies, they use in masala. Very little. And he thought it was so clever and pretty that upper part so much thicker and lower part so much thin. And if I will break it on the top, all liquid will not go away. So all liquids will go away. Because mother has left me. And that is why he took that stone and made a hole in the bottom. Very easily. And then when liquid was coming, white, then he was looking that, oh, how beautiful, coming, and everywhere, spread. After that, he has this thing that he became fear. He has fear that, oh, mother will come and see and chastise me. Not only chastise. What she will do?
He tell me.
So, he discovered a way. He thought, there is the room. Having two gates. One coming to courtyard and one to go out of courtyard or home outside on this roadside. And quickly he entered there. And there were so many
hanging rope,
full of butter pots hanging. And there was a grinder motor there was. And he climbed up there and very easily used to take from all others. Sometimes taking himself and sometimes giving to monkeys. Why to monkeys? Because monkeys in Treta Yuga, that serves Ram, that is Krishna, with that life and soul, not wanting anything in return, that, oh Ram, you should supply us some fruits or anything, nothing, and giving their life in battle. So Krishna thought that I have not repaid anything. So now is in this
science,
and he was giving butter to crow. And also some crow came, and he was distributing to crow. Why? Because there was a Kaghushundi in the shape of cross, a very high class of Ram devotee, always remembering him, always preaching in whole world. So he wanted to also do something for that generation. So he was distributing. When Yashoda went there, he consoled how with some water taking his hand and sprinkled slightly. Oh, don't worry and give your life. I have come to save you. First, I will give you
chance
to serve Krishna, and then I will serve. So Guru does like this, very merciful. After that, when she returned, when it came down, she took up that pot from fire, kept anywhere else, and he quickly returned. When he went there, he saw that, oh, where is boy? Where is Krishna? He began to search. At once he saw that all the liquid has come out of these, and he began to laugh and see, very pretty naughty. I will give a bit, very good lesson to her. But Krishna was not there. Any thief he never keeps any sign of that he is same person, so that he may not be caught. Understand?
Evidence.
What I want to say?
Leaves any evidence so that people catch him.
But anyhow, he leaves some evidence. That is why police comes and they catch hold by their dogs or by anything, by footprint, by anything. So Krishna has kept there his footprint. At that time he has not think that these footprints will help Mother Yashoda to chastise me. So now Yashoda, with this clue, he knew that Krishna has entered in this room.
So
And quickly she took a
chain
and tipped like this.
Oh,
very good. She saw that he is standing on a mortar,
grinding mortar,
and taking
butter
from there and dividing in all monkeys. But he was also looking back like this towards door, that if mother will come, I will at once fly. Yashoda Maiya saw that he is now giving. So quickly, like a black cat, like this. You know that if there are so many dry leaves, and cat will go, walk, but no sound. Very. So Yashoda Maiya like this, entered in the room, and in the shade of any kavat.
Door.
And if she was taking, thinking to have any chance to
catch.
But when he was so near us and about to catch, in the meantime, monkeys began to run, and crows also like this, going. Then Krishna, there's a, why they are running? At once he saw that mother, with his beak is coming. And he is about to
catch.
At once he jumped up from there, and running on the road he began to run. Yashoda Maiya told, anywhere in the world you will go, I must catch you and chastise you. Krishna thought that mother will not come and just follow me, because Indian ladies, they are so much shame to go out. And if any how they have anything to go out, they will take their belts like this. So with belts they cannot run. Yashoda Maiya told that you have come from my home, I am more intelligent than you. Today there are now no one here in village. All have gone to cowherd. So today is so free, I will run. But Yashoda Maiya was
healthy,
very fat here, very. If anyone sees him, and if she is bending, anyone can think that, oh, she should not break here. Very beautiful, very soft. But today, he took his bell here and began to run. And Krishna quickly began to run. You should know that any Mahajogi like Sukadeva Goswami or Narada even, high class of yogi, their all heart is so pure, but they cannot in their trance take the son of Krishna, lotus feet. They cannot touch. But Yashoda Maiya, in this body also, being a gopi, and he began to quickly run. If anyone is running and I want to catch him, then I will have to run more than that person that to whom we can catch. So Yashoda was running more than Krishna. What is the meaning? Krishna loves his devotees. But if anyone wants to control Krishna, he will have to love Krishna more than Krishna loves you. Understand? Krishna has so much love and affection for us, but the devotees have much more love and affection than Krishna has to us. Then he can control. That is why Srimati Radhika has how much more love and affection that Krishna has to Radhika. Radhika has much more affection to Krishna than Krishna has to Srimati Radhika. And that is why Krishna always controlled by Srimati Radhika. So if anyone wants to control, he will have to love Krishna more. Yashoda has also more affection. She was running quickly. So
But being some stool, healthy, and Krishna now not so much bigger, but quickly running and from this to that zigzag way, that Yashoda wanted to, oh, I've got hold, but at once he used to go there. He could not catch hold. Now he was somewhat taking so long breath. Then he such a way that the stick he has, oh, Krishna, see, I'm giving up, throwing. So Krishna did like that, and he stood up. Mother, don't make me beat me. That's what I told you. Why? I said, I've done now often. Oh, you have done. Why you broke the pot? Krishna told that, I have not broken that pot. Who has broken? You, mother, you have done. How? When we are quickly running to save the milk, in your left you have so much of golden, very powerful. And so anyhow it was stuck and deeper. Oh, you are liar. No, mother. And no liar or other thief. It may be in your dynasty. Anyone was thief. But in our Baba dynasty, no one is thief, no one is liar. Then he began to laugh. And again he quickly ran. Krishna again began to run. And one after one, the flower from the hair going on.
Falling down.
At that time, as if the flowers are telling, mother, you are not alone, we are also helping you and running with you. So you should try more. Krishna is now taking so long breath. I see that we will help you, so run quickly. We are also running. Understand this, that flowers one by one coming, it seems that they are also running. So Yashoda quickly took any
stone
and hit it like, oh, and see, at once, and from behind the catch hold of it. Now he took a stick in his right hand and left hand, taking the right hand of Krishna and wanted to beat him. And Krishna was hiding himself here in back of Yashoda and waiting, don't beat me, mother, don't beat me. Very in a long. At last Yashoda Maya becomes a merciful. I will not beat you, but I will bind you in the same motor. You are both guilty, helping each other. So we must punish you both. And then he took to his courtyard and tried to bind him. He took one of his ropes and tried to bind him. This rope was so long, more than 2-3 yards. And Krishna, this rest,
west,
was so like 12 only fingers. And golden chain was here, with tinkling. But this rope could not go one round even. Then Yashoda Maya is thinking that how it began. In the meantime, there came so many sakhis of Yashoda Maya. And they saw that Krishna is so loudly weeping and doing like this. And Ganga and Jamuna are flowing from his eyes. And his
खूब लंबा लंबा जीवा टेकिंग सो एंड सो फ्राइटेड दे ऑल रिक्वेस्टेड यशोदा मैया सखी गिव अप डोंट सीक कृष्ण इन योर ओल्ड एज ही हैज कम फ्रॉम योर होम यू शुड बी मर्सीफुल टू दिस बॉय सो उसको छोड़ दे मैंने बट यशोदा मैया told that you should bring more ropes and they were laughing and saying that Yashoda cannot bind because Brahma the creator had not written in his Krishna forehead that anyone can bind Krishna but they were looking and
clapping
and laughing what Yashoda does so many ropes not only So many ropes from never houses. So many ropes were coming. And they were tightened together. It became so long. But they could not one round even two finger place. Why? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, you know. So he wished that Mother Yashoda should not find him. If she is binding, I cannot play with boys. They are standing there, Madhumangal, Subal, and Sridham, and all others. I cannot. So, Mother Yashoda should not. Oh, my very dear, beloved, also gopis, my friends, are waiting for me. Cows are waiting for me. If I am not going there, they will not give milk. When Krishna will go there, automatically they will give milk otherwise their calf will not make the cause of milking they will not give to their children also they will kick them but when Krishna will go and seeing Krishna they will give from the milk from their ass so how I can do all this so Krishna wanted that Yashoda Maya should not find At once, Yogmaya, the servant of, my servant of Krishna, at once came. But anyone, she was invisible, anyone could not see. That Krishna is not knowing anything, he is like, what?
Innocent boy.
And he is not remembering that I am supreme personality of Godhead and I have so much power. But Yogmaya, at once came. And did miracle that Krishna vestis like same and all ropes together going so long but not rounding one is two angles on each round when she tried only two rounds not three not one not a four or so much only two rounds What is this? This is the thing that if any devotee purely following uttama bhakti like anna vilasita sunyam jnan karma janabritam anukulena krishna anushilanam he is practicing so much shamanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam Like giving up everything in the renounce order, even like Narada and Sukadeva Goswami, like Shankar or others. But by doing so, anyone cannot control Krishna. Krishna should be merciful. Krishna is always merciful to us. So if there are no two things, if we are thinking that Krishna is so merciful, I should not do anything. Krishna is merciful, so he will sprinkle mercy. Yes. Come and miss. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to door to door, not devotees came to Mahaprabhu. So it may be like so. Then you will have not, you cannot control Krishna. And if you are only exercising, in devouring, practicing bhakti yoga,
less and less, but you cannot have a darshan of Krishna. Both things be there. In Krishna power, I think that supreme power is bhakta-vatsalya. What
bhakta-vatsalya? Favor of the devotee. Any devotee is practicing so hard, not taking anything,
quite fasting, always eating, and if Krishna is merciful to them, realizing their kashta, their suffering, he becomes so soft, his heart melts, and quickly he gets better. But only we are doing like Yashoda, whole day, from morning till midday, practicing so much, he could not find. So any devotee, by practicing Krishna, even pure bhakti, they cannot have darshan of Krishna. But when our practice plus Krishna mercy are together, at once quickly he will be controlled and he will be seen. So we should try to follow Rupa Sanatana, always practicing bhakti yoga so hardly. If anyone following Ekadasi, like we follow now, eating, drinking whole day, always our mouth is running, what? Always, this thing, another thing, something, that thing, whole day and night. Will Krishna be merciful there? Not there. Oh, he is happy. He is taking and he is happy. But anyone not taking anything, no sleeping night for 3 days, nothing taking, always waiting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna in Vrindavan, in a very solid refresh also, then Krishna mercy may come. That's why he has not taken anything. If you chastise your boy and your boy became to weep and rolling down, then mother will give up all things and he will come and satisfy that boy. So like this. So we should not depend on our practices of bhakti yoga. But also on the other hand, without this you cannot have the mercy. So both things to be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given an example for this. Marjaranyaya and Markatnyaya. Means like monkeys and like cats.
Monkeylogic and kitten logic.
When any monkey with his child wants to jump from one tree to another, the children of monkey at once jumps on the back of mother or here, the stomach or here. Mother has not to do anything, she will jump only. But this, if the child anyhow
fall down,
then mother never steps again like a son and gives up that boy forever. But generally it is not so. So mother is not doing anything, but mercy is there that he should go on his back or his leg and she will jump from one place to another. So a devotee should always practicing so much. In one, and like cat has nothing to do.
Kitten.
Nothing to do. They will do only meow meow, and his mother will come and take in his mouth and take one place like another. In Ramananda Sampradaya, there are two kinds of Vaishnava like this. They depend on Krishna and one on their practices. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, try to mix both. And then easily Krishna is the control. So we should do practices so much, pure practices, continuous. But also waiting for mercy. And then mercy will come and we will easily control Krishna. He gave an example more. A person fell down in a well and he was trying himself to come out, but he could not. He was trying so much. In the meantime, any person came and he threw out a rope in the ground. See, if that person who is falling down on this well, he will take it and then he can hold. But if he is not taking tightening, then how, what he can do? So Krishna is like pulling, but if he was not holding off, then he cannot have that power or darshan of Krishna. When Krishna saw that Yashoda mother is praying Krishna, God, Narayan, this boy has come from my womb, and from very beginning in morning and up to midday, I am trying to bind him, but I could not do it. So she was like weeping, tears were coming, face is like reddish face, and she became so worried. She was about to weep. Sakhis were seeing this, his face, and Krishna also saw. At once he became so merciful. And Kripyasti Sabandane, Pishta Parishramam
Krishna.
Krishna saw how hard labor is doing mother, my mother, to take him. And his answer, so sweats are coming from here and there. At once Krishna became merciful, and only one rope was sufficient for binding Krishna. In half, she binded Krishna, and half she binded the oka. But in what way? She tightened that rope from here, from the side of her stomach. And in the end here, he gave one knot, and again she tightened that girdle about her. And he gave very tightened knot. Krishna was weeping though, so many boys were coming. Yashoda told that, look after this boy, and anything is done, at once tell me. And she quickly went to do his householder jobs or to. But his mind was there, though by bodily he went, she went there, but always thinking that, how my boy? Why I did so? I have done wrong. But there was no way chastising herself. No. And here Krishna, with all the boys, first he was weeping, then when Yashoda mother
went away.
At the same time, Baldev returned from the house of Upananda with his mother. His mother went inside to see, look after Yashoda. And Baldev came directly to
Krishna
with the counsel of Krishna, all friends and Krishna. And he looked that Krishna was weeping, and there were some signs like kajal and water here. And he saw that Krishna is fainted. Who did it? And he became very curious. Who did it? He wanted to know. But Madhvangal came and told in his ear, mother, Yashoda. Then he was also frightened. He was so furious. He wanted to say, who has fainted? If not Yashoda, then he could not have anything. Or he has untied it. But then he began, oh, there must be something. And then
All the boys were clapping, "Oh, Sri Krishna." Hmm?
Did they get a good lesson?
So they were clapping and laughing, and Krishna also began to laugh. Now his weeping was stopped. And playing with the boys. At once, Madhumangal has a proposal, gave a proposal, that we should try to
untie.
So Madhumangal first went. In the meantime, Subal told, "I will do." Siddhant told, "I will do." All well. Fighting within them, who will do? But anyone could not do. At last they proposed that Krishna should himself do. He wanted to do, but his hands not so sufficient to reach the bed. No, he couldn't. At last Krishna gave a proposal, because he reminded that Nath has given scarf to Nalkuvan Mariku. There are so false ego, taking birth in very high family, rich family in the world, richest family in the whole world, Kuwait. And so were very pitiful in world, very learned also. So all these things were in them. So false ego was also there. They were playing in a pond with naked ladies, Aspara. Nath was going walking. He saw that, "Oh, they are like a tree. They have no sense, no shame, nothing more than a tree." But the ladies at once quickly came out of the water and they covered with cloth, and from there they began to do pranam to Nath. But these two drunkards and no shame, So he began so merciful to this boy and told, "Oh, I make you so good. Happen and be like a tree or something." In this, they began to be like a tree. And then realized, "Oh, this is so powerful. He has told an Arjun, he is going to be a tree. And one specifically went to the heaven. Say her. Be thankful. We have done so much offenses in your life. Now we are repenting and now so that. That I want. That you should be your life. Now I am giving chance to you that you will be free surely, because I have told like this. But we will be free in both. And after that, Last year, you will let her. And you will be free there, waiting for Krishna. And that is the last of the opportunity. Krishna will appear here, and mercifully, he will remind you. And quickly, he will set you anyhow. And you, then you will have mercy. Certainly, yes. He gets this thought to them. In a certain way. And after to you. And then they were waiting, like doing tapasya. Their arms are branches like this. Can you be one day like doing so? Very much. And someone cutting that there. Taking their bark, because the tree is very famous for their bark and their roots. Anyone, anywhere, broken, yes. Happens, anyone can say, and they laugh. So very powerful.
So, how then that last year they were waiting for that long opportunity? Remember this. And he wanted to fulfill the desire of his devotee. The devotee, Narada's desire. That simply liberated. So Krishna told that we should go to place outside of the courtyard. And thus, also began to do like this, to push, and Krishna also pulled him home. Quickly they came to the gate, and very near to the gate, that he was there. Very narrow gate. Krishna came out of the tree on this side, and the little water was in the